Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Did you ever do that thing where you accidentally email the wrong person? You select the wrong name from the list when it pops up, or you accidentally text the wrong person.
Oh my gosh.
And when you realize it, it's the most mortifying moment of your life, and you don't know what to do. And you don't know how you, like, all of a sudden you want to just hit delete, but there's no delete. It's set. It's too late.
Right.
It's gone.
It's gone. I mean, if you're not catching it in the first 15 seconds where it's like undo.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's not a real thing. It's going to happen. I did that. I can't tell my husband or my older daughter because I don't want to deal with the ridicule, and I'm going to have to tell them today because after this airs, they're going to know.
Yeah.
So we actually talked about it earlier in the week, but every week, Raven and I send weekly journals to our bosses. And this is behind the scenes kind of nonsense right here. But every Sunday night, we write every single thing we did that weekend.
Yeah.
And that's how we come up with show ideas, things to talk about, things that are happening in our lives, right?
It should be important to note here that this is not like documentary style. Like, there's a whole lot of obviously commentary in that. And there could be some jokes built in, some embellishments or whatever. It's a little bit over the top. So it's trusted within a private group.
Right.
There's only
four of us on this email. Like, and we've all known each other for so long. There's no filter. So if something terrible happens or we're complaining about something, like, imagine like you're talking to your best friends.
Yes.
And you're writing it in a journal form.
Right.
I take that email and I send it to the normal people, which includes our producers. And we have producer John, except I don't send it to Jonathan Kamal.
Not this time anyways.
I don't even realize that I do it because I'm so tired and I'm writing it at like 10 o'clock on a Sunday night. And I don't realize it till the next day when our boss writes us back and goes, you realize that that's not John.
Right.
And I look at the email chain and I realize that I sent it to my freshman daughter in high school's guidance counselor.
Brand new school.
Brand new school.
Like third day of school.
Never met him.
Wow.
Never, ever met this person except for setting up the like the apps online and getting the passwords.
I thought you had to go down there and present like a fruit basket, make a joke about it. Certainly, you know, make some personal contact. You fired off a message and now you've gotten a reply.
So,
what happened?
So once I realized it, Raven and I discussed it. I was like, I have to acknowledge that I sent this completely inappropriate email.
Agreed.
To this person.
Yeah, fair.
So I wrote, and this is what I wrote. I was like, I got to keep it really short and simple. I wrote, I'm so sorry. I accidentally sent you a work email. My coworker is also Jonathan. Oops. Sorry about that. There's insight you didn't need. Ha ha. And then I signed it, Anna.
Right. So you keep it light and you explain it, but you know, you're hoping for a smiley face or something like that back, right?
Now, these people don't know me. Like they don't know what I do for a living.
Haven't met you.
Like who just sends journals out to people like a crazy
it seems
person?
So weird at 11 o'clock on a Sunday.
Right?
It seems so strange.
So he doesn't respond for like 2 days.
Oh my gosh.
And it's like,
they've talked about it in the break room if it's been 2 days.
Well, here's what I keep thinking. I go, maybe the email went to spam because it came
nope.
from, I don't know.
Nope.
So he finally writes back and all he writes is, no worries, message deleted. And all I kept thinking was, but did you read it?
Yeah.
Did you please tell me you didn't read it? But like, I have to just let it go. I have to let it go.
I
right?
feel like it was on display in the break room for at least those 2 days.
Like,
I really do.
Do you think that they read it? No worries, message deleted. It didn't say I didn't read it.
Right.
It just said message deleted. I wish they would have embellished a little bit. Maybe a joke. Maybe something. Maybe you're not the world's worst mother. I don't know. Something would have been nice.
Where's the fun in that? He's just leaving you out there.
Oh.
I love it.